from the end of this month through the next two that follow it, we find the most intense succession of religious holidays on the American calendar. For one of the first popular democracies to guarantee personal religious freedom, but bar all formal ties between officials and offices of government and any entity of organized religion, is truly an anomaly, but a crucially purposeful one at that. Though most of this nation's founders were either deists or adherents to some religious belief, all had seen or suffered enough of the iniquities of ultra-Orthodox fanaticism to imbue determined opposition to any tie that might deny believers or non-believers unfettered freedom of choice. This resistance was embedded in the First Amendment to the United States Constitution's Bill of Rights. Now, why some self-appointed pro-Christian proselyte spokesperson at a supposedly optional congressional prayer breakfast would bother to take issue with our current president, who'd only reminded its members of a dangerous digression to a time of earlier evil, is a mystery. But someone did just that. Our honest CEO was simply stating a recorded historic fact. It's time someone did. Here's another fact. This well-spoken president of ours may be of multiracial and religious descent, but recently his most dominant color appears to be true blue. It would be more reassuring for our nation's future if his hypocritical disparagers dulled their dithering dams to help him enhance tomorrow's prospects for generations of Americans yet to be and their aspiring neighbors worldwide. One can only hope that more of this aging pundit's current fellow Americans will say amen to that.